Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Chandler speaking to you from the new Alumni Memorial Chapel here on the campus of Michigan State College. Today marks the official dedication of the chapel, and during the next half hour, we wish to present the recorded highlights of the ceremony. Before the dedication proper begins, and while the organ prelude is presented, we should like to present a little of the history of this newest addition to the MSC campus. The alumni of Michigan State College considered various ways and forms of preserving the memory of the service of thousands of men and women who went forth from this campus to serve in the wars of our country. 6,800 of Michigan State's former students filled the role of our nation's defenders, and 427 never returned. Because the central theme of the sacrifices of these young people was faith, this enduring memorial, in the form of a chapel, was chosen and dedicated to faith, all faiths. In creating this memorial, the alumni have received over 30 gracious gifts from pastors of European cathedrals who have sent stones taken from churches, principally from those bombed houses of worship. As you enter this Alumni Memorial Chapel, which is situated along the Red Cedar River just east of the auditorium building, you are at once impressed by the simple yet fitting architecture. In the narthex, or vestibule, are the names of those alumni who gave their lives in defense of America. They are inscribed in stone, set into the wall of the narthex. Passing into the chapel proper, you see two rows of pews, some 20 rows in all, with a seating capacity of about 400. The ceiling of the nave consists of huge beams, much like a medieval church, and are of natural wood in color. As you stand in the nave and face the chancel, the most striking feature of the chapel then can be seen, the beautiful stained glass windows over the altar. To the left can be seen the pulpit, and to the right is the lectern. On either side of the chancel are the choir seats, and also to the immediate left of the chancel is the organ chamber. Today is Alumni Day at Michigan State College, and all morning a constant flow of visitors has passed through the chapel, and many of them have remained to observe the dedication ceremonies. And now, in just a very few minutes, the choir will rise and be programmed with a very appropriate O Filii et Filiae. Now, to give the invocation, here is the Rabbi Alfred L. Friedman.
Now we bow our heads in prayer. Almighty God, Father of all men and all people, the mood and the spirit of this occasion which has brought us together in joy and yet in solemnity is best expressed by one of thy prophets who once asked, "Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why then do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother?" Yea, a world of strife is a world of treachery, a world which denies brotherhood and the value of peace. And so, O God, we who have gathered here today come in a spirit of dedication, to dedicate not alone an institution of brick and mortar, but above all to dedicate ourselves to the memory of those who have paid the supreme sacrifice on the altars of faith, and to resolve that we shall not forget their memory, that in dedicating this building, we are not thereby being remiss in our continued desire to fulfill the ideals and the spirit which motivated their supreme sacrifice. And so, in this spirit of dedication, it is a spirit of education for a living democracy. Those who have passed on are living in the purest form of a democracy in which all are equal, white and colored, Catholic, Protestant, and Jew, officer and private. And it is us, for us the living, to here resolve that we shall inculcate within our lives, within this institution, a spirit which shall permeate throughout this campus, throughout this country, throughout this world, a spirit in which we shall endeavor to pursue peace, in which we shall endeavor to understand the faith of one another. And in so doing, we shall bring about that kind of a milieu in which the free and religious spirits of the world shall pursue peace, shall make it a living reality, and thereby, O God, we shall have been true to the memory of those who have passed on before us. Amen.
We come now to the actual presentation of this memorial chapel to the college. First, we shall hear Mr. Harold H. Gasser of the Alumni Advisory Council, who will speak for the alumni.
My pleasant task today to present to Michigan State College this chapel at which we are gathered today to dedicate. This beautiful building was made possible through the many generous gifts of the alumni and friends of Michigan State College, and is to be known as Alumni Memorial Chapel. It is a sincere hope of the alumni that the use of this building will be such as to perpetuate the memory of those young men who left this campus and made the supreme sacrifice in the defense of their country. It is a pleasure to formally present this memorial chapel to Michigan State College on behalf of its alumni.
Dr. John A. Hanna, president of Michigan State College, will now make the acceptance speech on behalf of Michigan State College.
In these days, when so many colleges and universities are being accused of cynicism and secularism, it is comforting to know that when the alumni of Michigan State College selected the form of a memorial to the men of this college who have served in the armed forces of our country and especially those who died in that service, they chose to build on this campus a chapel dedicated to the glory of the God of all of us. In so doing, the alumni made plain that they wanted to make available a place of meditation and worship for students, and thus recognized the importance of personal religious experience in the education of every individual. The State Board of Agriculture was happy to accept the generous gift of this beautiful building. Thereby, it subscribed to the philosophy of those who believe sincerely that the spirit, as well as the mind, must be influenced by any valid learning process. There may be some who question the propriety of erecting a place for religious worship on the campus of a public university. It would be surprising if the question were not raised, for the problem of how properly to separate church and state has been a troublesome one throughout the history of our nation. The extremists like to point out that there is no reference to a supreme being in our Constitution. And upon that fact, they base their fallacious argument that God and the worship of God have no rightful place in public affairs. Those who take that position should read another basic American document, the Declaration of Independence, and note how many times therein the brave men who signed that historic paper invoked the name of God. The preamble to the Constitution says that it was established to accomplish, among other things, the security of the blessings of liberty to Americans. But for a definition of liberty, as the founders understood it, we must go back to the Declaration, which plainly says that liberty is one of the unalienable rights with which all men are endowed, not by law, and not by other men, but by their Creator. It is well to remember that the Bill of Rights did not ban religion, but the establishment of a state religion. The intention, in part, was to guard against excesses of clerical authority, but there was also the positive determination to preserve for all Americans the freedom of choice as to their religious beliefs. The alumni who planned and built this chapel were motivated by the same philosophy. Here they have erected a chapel in which all creeds may worship, to which the believers of all faiths may come to meditate and to pray. Yes, a chapel has a place on this campus, if it serves no other purpose than to be a constant reminder to young people studying here that the good life is not made up of material things alone. Surely all the pretensions of higher education that its goals are to push back the frontiers of knowledge and to conquer ignorance would be but mockeries if a college taught a man to utilize his abilities for selfish purpose alone, or how to acquire riches or fame more swiftly, and left him with the most abysmal blindness of all, which is to ignore the eternal truth that we are all children of God. Edwin Markham wrote much on the theme of man's relations to man, and you may remember these two of his most famous lines. There is a destiny which makes us brothers. None goes his way alone. Those words might well be carved over the doorway to this memorial chapel, for I know the alumni who have built it had strongly in mind their intention to promote the cause of universal peace by making young people increasingly aware of the realities of human brotherhood. Indeed, the rooms on the ground floor of this building will be used by students who have come from other lands to study on our campus as a place to meet and exchange ideas and enjoy the kind of fellowship which ignores the differences of color and culture. In the classroom and laboratories, they learn that nationalities and religion are of no consequence in the realm of the intellect. Here, within these walls, they may enlarge upon that fundamental discovery to accept the fact that in the realm of the spirit, too, men are much alike, with similar hopes and ambitions and fears and essential reverence for their Creator, by whatever name they call him. The departed among those in whose honor this chapel was raised would rest in peace, I am sure, if they knew that in giving their lives they had advanced, even if by only a little, the cause in which they fought. And however that cause may have been or may be described, surely they died to preserve and defend a way of life that was precious to them, the essentials of which were freedom and dignity for every individual. It is good to think that they would approve, did they know, that the college they loved was here rededicating itself to the same ideals of freedom and dignity for men of all faiths and creeds. Through devotion to such ideals alone can come the revolution in the minds of men, essential to the ending for all time of the madness which is war. We must believe that had they been spared the necessity for the final sacrifice, they would have returned as so many of their comrades did return, determined to fight as bravely in the cause of peace as they fought for preservation amid the horror of war. We must believe that they would have accepted the challenge expressed by Henry Newbolt in his poem Clifton Chapel in these words: to count the life of battle good, and dear the land that gave you birth, and dearer yet the brotherhood that binds the brave of all the earth. It is in that spirit that this college and its sister institutions throughout the land have accepted students from nations which were our deadly enemies only a few short years ago. Even soldiers and airmen who may have been the cause of the deaths of some of those whose names are listed here in this chapel. They have been welcomed in the belief that America must share the best of what she knows of science and technology and the arts and the humanities if other nations are to share our ambition to rid the world of hunger and disease and ignorance out of which wars develop. We are putting our trust in young people of promise, in the hope that they in turn will achieve positions of leadership and influence in their homelands and help to turn their own peoples in the direction of peace and plenty by helping to eliminate prejudice and bigotry and blind ignorance. This building will help in no small measure to advance that cause on our own campus. Those who have the administration of Michigan State College as their responsibility are grateful to the alumni and other friends who have made possible this fine new facility with which to work towards the ideals in which we all believe. Those ideals, as I understand them, are the strengthening of the spiritual values of education at Michigan State College and the strengthening of the bonds of brotherhood under a good God. In the name of the State Board of Agriculture, the students, faculty, and alumni, I accept this generous gift, and for them I pledge the maintenance and operation of the Alumni Memorial Chapel in strictest keeping with the ideals which are the true foundations of this project. I know that it will stand for years as a symbol of our determination that they shall not have lived or died in vain. Finally, I venture to suggest that we accept as a guiding principle in the operation of the Memorial Chapel and in all our daily lives the admonition of the poet Wordsworth: God for his service needeth not proud work of human skill. They please him best who labor most in peace to do his will.
You have just heard Dr. John A. Hanna, president of Michigan State College, accepting this Alumni Memorial Chapel at this dedication ceremony. The dedicatory prayer will be offered now by the Reverend C. Brant Tift.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, Supreme Architect of the universe, blessed be thy name that thou hast put it into the hearts of many people to build this house to thy honor and worship. We here set aside in thy name this place from all profane and worldly uses, and dedicate it to thy honor and glory, and to the memory of the children of Michigan State College, who gave their lives in the service of their country. Behold, O God, the heavens and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which we have builded. And yet have thou respect unto our supplications and to the prayer which we make before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened to this place night and day, that thou mayest hearken to the prayers which thy servant shall make toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. And grant, O God, thy favor everlastingly to this place, that all who enter here shall do so in reverence and godly fear, and make use of this house to the honor of thy holy name. Amen.
Our Alumni Memorial Chapel dedication ceremonies draw to close now as Reverend Father Jerome McEachin offers the benediction.
In memory of those to whom this edifice is dedicated, I ask you in a spirit of reverence and prayer to stand for the benediction. O God, divine protector of all who place their trust in thee, accept this humble homage of our love and of our faith. Deign to look with benign favor upon this ceremony of dedication. Consecrate this act to the noble purpose of preserving and extending the spiritual foundations of the American way of life. Deepen our faith in the American Creed, as stated in the historic document by the founders of the American democracy. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Keep us ever mindful of the admonition of the father of our country, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity. Religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. In the acceptance of this edifice in the name of God, and in memory of valiant men who died, that our spiritual inheritance might be transmitted to all succeeding generations, keep us always mindful that unless the Lord buildeth the house, they labor in vain who build it. Throughout the years that are to come, may all students who pass through the portals of this edifice and those who walk within its shadows be inspired by the light of religious truth and strengthened in the understanding that those people who are not governed by God will be ruled by tyrants. And when the ravages of time shall turn to dust, this building that we today dedicate, and when we take our turn in the final judgment of men and nations, may it be known that this work of today will have been an instrument of divine providence in teaching students, scholars, and instructors to be servants of thy holy will, in extending to all men and all nations, thy children and our brothers, the same peace, freedom, and security with which thou hast so abundantly blessed our land throughout the centuries. This we ask in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thus we bring to a close the dedication ceremony here in the new Alumni Memorial Chapel at Michigan State College. And as the audience slowly files out, may we add our hope and desire that our newest addition to Michigan State serve its alumni and friends in the years to come and stand as a lasting monument to those for whom it is dedicated. Now this is Jack Chandler speaking by recording and wishing you all a very pleasant good afternoon.